Next guest blessed with his working for a pretty cool mission. Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community, looking at a variety of those in the community, sharing their stories on a weekly basis. Today, let's do a catch-up and a look to joining the discussion, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of racial equity. I'm going to stop talking.
Shelley, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bright Steve.
And good morning to all of our valued listeners and members of WGVU Radio, and particularly the morning show. We are very pleased, as you said, to be working, partnering with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella. And we're also very proud to be partnering with a myriad of organizations throughout West Michigan with that same focus, and that focus being to afford all of us the opportunity to flourish with proper health care, with proper job opportunities, mm-hmm. and simply to feel safe and valued in our community. I think we would all be in agreement that that's important for each and every resident. Mm-hmm. So we are doing that in two ways, really. We closely and strategically partner with organizations so we can kind of tap into their networks and provide a voice to those residents that typically don't have a voice on a slew of issues that impact their lives and actually all of our lives then. And the second way we do that is to either create or partner with other organizations to get out into the community through community events to encourage dialogue on these very issues that we're covering on air.
So here we are, the thick of summertime. We continue our weekly sessions, and I do look to you, Steve, basically to give us an update on any happenings, any future guests, and how the community can get involved.
Well, and I think the best way to start is to kind of take a look back, because we really can't proceed with the future without knowing where we've been. And on this very weekly, on this very segment that we do weekly on the morning show, we have featured a wide variety of partners. Some of those have been the Grand Rapids Black Chamber of Commerce, the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, the Grand Rapids Public Schools Inclusion and Equity Department, the Vietnamese American Community of Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. Sisters Who Lead, Kellogg Fellows, the Poet Laureate of Grand Rapids, West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Partners for a Racism-Free Community, Bethany Christian Services, Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative that focuses right in on that critical time in the lives of our children before they enter school to make sure that they have the skills, both social and educational and cognitive skills. So the list goes on and on and on, but the main reason that we bring those organizations on the morning show with Shelley Irwin is to really create awareness, number one, of their work and how they approach that work and the milestones that they're hitting, the benchmarks that they're hitting, and how community partners can become involved. And then also to get our listeners, including you and I, to think about these issues, how they impact people's lives somewhat, sometimes very unfairly, and how we as a community can come together to address those issues.
Do you look, and often I work quite reactively. In other words, if you have a story that inspires, educates, or entertains, let me know. Do you ask for those in the community to reach out that we can share their voice?
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing that up, because that is really key to this very project. Our inclusion reporter, one of your colleagues, Mariana Avila, started that at the very beginning of our project almost 2 years ago. We reached out to these organizations already doing inclusion and equity work. We met with them even before the first story hit the airwaves, and we asked them that very question. And they pointed us in the right direction, first and foremost, of those people to interview, those other organizations to interview. And I'd just like to read a couple of some feedback we've received from some of those organizations, because we queried them, we put out a questionnaire as to, do you value this work? Is it being approached in the right way? Do you have any suggestions? And I'm just going to read just a couple of quick ones here. I served as a community liaison for LinkUp, a local organization working to connect marginalized communities to resources throughout Grand Rapids. They have served as an advocate for social issues, et cetera, et cetera. I had the opportunity to be part of the first mutually inclusive WGVU TV program addressing the issue of human trafficking. I appreciated being part of the audience and able to ask questions. I appreciated that Mutually Inclusive has also sought out stories that would not necessarily be considered. So some of the topics we've covered through input received by our partners on our Mutually Inclusive television program have included focusing on the Sikh faith and how sometimes they are being lashed out at just because of what they wear, when actually they are one of the more inclusive people in our area. We also focused on Generation Enye, the first generation of Latino-Latinas mm-hmm. born in our area. Islamophobia and hate crimes was another important issue because, as you well know, Shelley, and as our listeners know, this has been a problem nationwide. And these are, peaceful citizens that should not be lashed out against simply because of misperceptions. So we try to really correct those misperceptions by sharing stories directly from people involved. Policing is another issue that has impacted most communities. And we had the chief of police of Grand Rapids sitting right next to the local founder of Black Lives Matter and other guests. And they engaged in civil dialogue simply to understand each side and to voice their concerns. Gentrification is another issue that impacts many communities, and we have worked tirelessly with other organizations, including LinkUp, to address those issues, how it impacts citizens, what we can do as a community. African-American infant mortality and other topics have been we've put the spotlight on to try to, number one, engage dialogue, create awareness so people can begin to look at possible solutions.
Steve Chappell with us, WGVU's grant writer, stellar colleague, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. It does come down to partnerships. Couple minutes left, Steve. Any other action items? We'll get back on our regular interviews shortly. It's good to take a breather in the summertime. You've been doing a little traveling, my friend.
Well, we all need to do that to regenerate our batteries, so to speak. But I would like to also just share with our listeners two closing thoughts. Number one, all of the stories that we have reported on, that we've done documentaries on, we have archived. So it becomes a permanent asset resource for all of you and others. And you can simply go to the WGVU.org website and key in Mutually Inclusive. You're able then to watch all of our hour-long WGVU Mutual Inclusive television programs on the topics that I've named and more. And then this weekly segment, we've archived all of these. And then secondly, we are partnering right now strategically and in dialogue, as we have been for the last several months, with those organizations we've been working with, dialoguing about how we can work closer together in a new grant project so we can continue to create awareness and even kind of step up the dialogue, to step up those conversations, bringing together the right players to really make some milestones on these and other issues.
Thanks, Steve. Take care to you. One more time, best way to find out more information, I trust, WGVU.org.
org/mutually inclusive.